you beautiful spirits. You are listening to WAIF Cincinnati, 88.3 FM on your dial, and live streaming online at WAIF883.org. Our show is Inner Divinity, and we're here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. to give you tools and hopefully inspire you to live a better life, to discover and live from your highest self, your true self, and to find the peace and the joy that I know lives inside of you. WAIF, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airways to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect those of WAIF, its board of trustees, staff, or programmers. The opinions expressed on this program are my own views or those of my guest. Thank you so much for tuning in today for Inner Divinity, right here on 88.3 FM, every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I am a metaphysical minister, teacher, and author with a master's in holistic psychology. And my co-host is the ever-vibrant sage woman, an ordained intuitive and shamanic priestess. Our goal each week is to give you tools that will help you live a happier and healthier life. If you want to feel more love or peace or joy in your life, or you want to help create it in the world, and you want a little inspiration to keep you focused on that journey, well, then you're in the right place. Our show, every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m., is called Inner Divinity, and we focus here on spirituality rather than religion, because in spirit, we are all one. Whatever spiritual beliefs work for you that help you feel connected to the power that runs the universe, that gives each of us life eternal, and that lives inside each and every one of our hearts, well, we celebrate that divine spirit by whatever name it's called. We are both committed to knowing the eternal spirit of life itself and sharing with you how it can heal our bodies, our minds, our spirits. Spiritual growth is our passion here. We know that each person is a divinely created being with God-given free will and the potential power to rise up out of any pain or suffering. We know that because we've both done it, and we've watched countless others do it as well. All we ever really need to do to relieve suffering is to discover, to accept, and then release whatever it is that has blocked our conscious connection with that divine source of all life. You can call that God, Great Spirit, Goddess, Universal Spirit, or simply a higher power. In my experience, it doesn't matter what we call it, but it does matter greatly that we call on it. Because what blocks us is often unconscious, that is, below our current level of awareness, we need a power that is bigger than ourselves to begin releasing whatever those blocks are and to begin embracing our God-given birthright to feel whole, to feel happy, and to be at peace inside of ourselves. Both Sage and I have come up from those depths of despair and addiction and self-loathing, so we know it can be done. And we hope that you join us here every Wednesday, 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, on 88.3 FM or online at WAIF883.org to discover how you can raise yourself up and live the life you've longed to live. Feeling connected with our divine source, with divine power, and taking action from the deep, unconditional love that it offers, that lives right inside of us, that can and does heal every type of suffering. So each week on Inner Divinity, we focus on what works, on what helps, on what really matters. We hope that you and all of your friends join us every week and discover that divine spirit alive and well inside of you. I know it's in you, because without it, you wouldn't be breathing. When spirit leaves the body dies. And until then, each of us carries that divine spark of life, along with the power and the love that it holds, right inside of us. And because of that inner divinity, we can make a choice. We can discover the power to rise up out of depression, addiction, victimhood, or any other suffering that we've been participating in. There's never really anything that we need to get or gain in order to experience love or peace or joy or wholeness. There's only stuff to let go of, the stuff that has blocked our awareness of already having all of that living right inside of us. So we begin that journey each week on this show with a little music to uplift our spirits, to remind us of what is true and holy. There is also a Facebook page for this show called Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, and we'd love to hear from you on that page. Tell us what you'd like to hear on the show, send us your favorite music, and most importantly, tell us your story of growth and if you'd like to share it on the radio. We thank you so much for joining us every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m., and we hope you stay tuned today as we explore practical ways to live a happier, healthier, more spiritually connected life. Here's some music to get us moving on that divine journey. Enjoy.
Who are you?
Change.
ourselves as we are. We will be the change, for we are the change. Let us
be the change.
Hello, all you beautiful spirits. It is so good to be here with you today. This is Reverend Louisa Dyer, and you are listening to 88.3 FM on your dial. We're also live streaming online at WAIF883.org. And the show you're listening to is Inner Divinity. We are here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. And we are so happy to have you joining us here today. We focus on everything spiritual, everything holistic, everything that can help us live happier, healthier, more spiritually connected lives. And Sage has done an amazing job the last few weeks of talking about the energy centers in the body and how when we are really connected with all the different parts of ourselves, how life can be about thriving rather than just surviving. And I have so enjoyed listening to those shows. And today what I want to talk about is something that we all deal with. And if we work with our energies and do the healing work that is ours to do, then we have an easier time of it. But I don't care who you are or where you are or who you interact with, you are going to have to deal with the fact that some people simply don't tell the truth. Some people break their promises. And what do you do with that? How do you handle yourself when other people aren't living up to the highest of who they are? And, you know, it's really easy to get into a space of blaming other people, but that doesn't do any good. We can wish that someone else would live in a way that we appreciate, that they would tell the truth or keep their promises. But all of us break our promises from time to time, sometimes because we don't care, sometimes because we can't help it, even though we care very, very much. So that's what I really want to focus on today, is how do you handle yourself when someone that you trusted breaks your trust? What do you do? How do you live with that? What do you do inside of yourself to once again feel okay inside yourself and even with that other person? Because what happens with most of us when we feel betrayed is we don't feel good, and we have to go through, it's sort of like a dark night of the soul sometimes. We have to go through reevaluating where we have put our faith and our trust. And so that's, I really want to focus on that today, because I know from all the work that I've done with people over the years that it's one of the most devastating things that can happen to us when someone that we love and trust proves that they're not actually trustworthy. So how do you handle it? We're going to talk about that at length, and I'm really looking forward to it. I'm going to play a little bit of music to get us in the mood for that, and I will join you back here in just a moment. Enjoy.
All right. You might slip, you might slide, you might fall by the roadside, but don't you ever let nobody drag your spirit down. Yeah, we're walking up to heaven, my brother. Don't let nobody turn you around. Walk with the rich, walk with the poor, learn from each other. That's what love is for. Don't you let
nobody drag your spirit down.
Tie your spirit
let
down.
Let nobody drag your spirit down.
Walk on up to heaven. Don't let nobody tie
let
your spirit
nobody
down.
Nobody drag your spirit down.
Come on.
Let nobody drag your spirit down.
wait. She went to wait a wind blow.
Don't let nobody drag your spirit down. Let nobody drag your spirit down.
Keep on walking up to heaven.
Don't you ever let nobody bring your spirit down. Seriously, that of course was Linda Tillery singing with the Cultural Heritage. And that really is the song that speaks best to what to do when other people aren't living up to who you wish they were. You have to maintain. Each of us is responsible for maintaining our own integrity, even when those around us aren't showing integrity themselves. How do we do that? If you're just joining us, you are listening to 88.3 FM on your dial, live streaming online at WAIF883.org. Our show is Inner Divinity. We are here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I am a metaphysical minister with a master's in holistic psychology, and I do all sorts of energy work, and you can find out a lot of information, actually, about everything you've ever wanted to know, whether it's a subject you want to listen to a radio show about, or you want to find out more information about the Akashic Records, or about ghost or psychic attacks. I have an educational website, and it is just my name, LouisaDyer.com. There's also a free higher self-guided meditation on there if you would like to listen to that, that will help you get in touch with that highest part of you so that you can act with integrity. And really, you can probably learn a lot more about what that even means to you. And we focus every week here on Inner Divinity on some aspect of what it means to be in touch with that highest part of ourselves, what it means to be awake and aware and really focusing our lives on living the best lives that we can live. Why do we do that? Because it feels good. Because it matters. I personally think that is my spiritual path, is to uplift myself as well as everyone with whom I interact. It makes for a better world. And so what we're focusing on here today is we're sort of taking everything that Sage has been talking about with working with the chakras and the energy centers and all the tools that she's given us, because if you use those tools that she was talking about, it makes everything easier. And what we're focused on today specifically is, how do you deal when people don't tell you the truth? How do you deal with people who lie to you, or who break your trust, or who betray? You know, it's been a very interesting year for a whole lot of people that I know, myself included. And this issue has been a really big one for a lot of people. What do you do when someone you trusted proves themselves to be untrustworthy? Well, you know what I have discovered and have talked to a number of people about? The very first thing that it's wise to do when you discover that someone has lied to you is to ask yourself, how have I lied to myself? Because in almost every instance where we have been exploring this year, no matter who it was with, myself included, what has been discovered over and over is that no one can actually lie to us unless there's something we're not telling ourselves the truth about. Because if I'm actually telling myself the truth and I'm standing in my own integrity, I can feel it. Everybody can feel it when someone is telling them something that isn't true. What happens with most of us is we don't want to believe that we're not being told the truth. We want to believe whatever it is we want to believe about this person. We don't want to deal with the consequences of confronting that feeling that we have of, ooh, something feels wrong or off or untrue about this. We either don't feel like we have the skill to address that with that person, or even within ourselves. And so instead of acknowledging, ooh, that feels bad, or that feels untrue, we just sort of dismiss it. We think, oh, well, maybe I just am in a bad mood, or maybe I just didn't like what they said. It's like we dismiss our own truth. And that's why the best approach, usually, when you finally admit that someone who you trusted has been untruthful, go ahead and feel your feelings. I think it's very, very important to feel the feelings of whatever it is. Usually it's grief and all the different stages of grief, you know, bargaining, denial, sadness, anger. There's usually a lot of feelings involved when we feel betrayed. I think it's important to feel the feelings, because otherwise they just get stuffed into the body and become dis-ease later on. So first of all, feel the feelings. But then, instead of doing what we have normally done in our culture, which is we feel the feelings and then we tell ourselves all sorts of dreadful, usually untrue things like, oh, they're a bad person. Oh, I can never trust anybody. Oh, you know, whatever the story is, the mental stuff that we start saying to ourselves, all those things, we don't have any way to know what's happening in the future. So everything we're projecting into the future that is negative is just self-sabotage. It's actually a way that in that moment we're not telling ourselves the truth. We don't know what's going to happen in the future. So it's important to feel your feelings, but then stop the mental storytelling of what that might mean in a future time. And if you can't stop worrying or thinking about what that might mean in some future moment, then at least stop with the negative stuff and start telling yourself positive things. Like, well, maybe now this means I will never trust a liar again. Or maybe this means that now I'm always going to know when someone is not telling me the truth. Or, you know, if you're going to project into the future, at least use positive statements instead of negative ones. You don't know if either one is true, but the positive ones feel a lot better than the negative ones. So the reason I'm saying to do that is because if we feel the feelings of whatever those feelings might be related to the betrayal of someone suddenly proving that they are not trustworthy, if we go ahead and feel the feelings, then we don't have to stay stuck in them, because feelings are there to be felt. So we can feel the feelings, and then we can ask ourselves, okay, how have I been untrue to myself? Because seriously, the way energy works is what is going on the inside is reflected on the outside. That's just the way energy in this universe works. So unless I was telling myself an untruth or in some way focused on maintaining an illusion of some kind, then someone couldn't tell me an untruth that I would believe, not for long, because I would feel it. I would recognize it. But when I'm dealing with my own illusion or untruth inside and not admitting it, then I can't tell the difference between an untruth someone else is telling me and what I've got going on inside of me. So that's why it's so important, after some sort of betrayal, whether that's a big one or a little one, after you've felt the feelings, take a very compassionate, loving look inside and ask yourself, how have I been untrue to myself? Not as a way to punish yourself, not as a way to blame yourself for someone else's behavior, because you are never responsible for someone else's behavior, just like no one else is ever responsible for your behavior. You're not looking to see what you did wrong. You're not looking to place blame on yourself. You're also not looking to make excuses for the other person's behavior. What you're really doing is looking inside yourself with as much love and compassion as you are to say, whoa, how have I been untrue to myself? It's another way of looking to say, how was this able to happen? I always encourage people not to ask why, because why is an endless, fruitless question that leads only to hell. There's never an answer to why. Anybody who's raised a 2-year-old can tell you that. Why is the sky blue? Why? The endless why questions, they never stop, because there's not an answer. But there is usually an answer to what is this about? How did this happen? What happened so that this could unfold in this way? And if we're dealing with someone who has been untruthful to us, the only way that could have happened is if we had been untrue to ourselves in some way. And so we're looking to see, how were we untrue? Not as a way to blame or punish ourselves, but as a way to become more truthful, more loving, more powerful inside of ourselves. Because every time we actually acknowledge the truth, we tap into power. So for example, in a betrayal situation in a partnership, let's say, where one person made promises and broke those promises and broke their marriage vows, then the other person is obviously going to feel betrayed, because they were. And if you just stay in that place of betrayal, it becomes very hard to even forgive yourself, much less forgive the other person. And pretty much everybody knows at this point that until you forgive, until you're willing to release those resentments, then you're never going to feel whole again. And so the first important step is to forgive yourself. Because trying to forgive someone else before you've forgiven yourself, it just simply isn't going to work. But the only way, really, that you can forgive yourself is to know what happened. So you look at the situation and say, wow, how was I being untrue to myself? Well, you might discover that on some level, you actually always knew that that person was not truthful, or that that person was maybe sneaky and hiding things. You probably, if you look back, will recognize times in that marriage or that relationship where you noticed that they weren't quite being upfront and you didn't address it. You just let it slide. And so if you notice that, then you can begin to have a little bit of compassion for yourself and say, wow, I actually sort of already knew that they weren't trustworthy, but I didn't let myself know that because I didn't want to have to deal with the consequences. Either I didn't want to have to confront the person because I was afraid it wouldn't go well. Maybe I was afraid of them. Maybe I was afraid if I knew the truth, I would want to end the partnership. And maybe I didn't want to do that because it could be for a lot of reasons. You could really love someone and so you don't want to end it because you really love them. It could also be because you're afraid that you don't want to be on your own. You're afraid of being on your own. And so you tolerate untruths. You tolerate a lack of connection or courage or intimacy or truthfulness because you're afraid if you confront it, you will lose the relationship. That's what I mean by looking inside and asking, where have I been untruthful? Where have I betrayed myself? Where have I not had integrity to where right now I could be experiencing this intense sense of betrayal from another person? And what I notice most of the time in working with people, as well as myself for that matter, is it's not like, you know, it's not tit for tat. We typically don't betray ourselves in a dramatic fashion like it is when we discover suddenly that a partner has been unfaithful or someone in a relationship that we trusted has actually lied. That is a very dramatic, earth-shattering sometimes experience. When we're untrue to ourselves, it's usually not like that. It's usually something much quieter, and we often don't even notice it because that's the whole sort of dynamic of being untrue, is it's like we're hiding from the truth. So we don't even really notice it until we have something external happen that brings it up in our face and we sort of have to deal with it. So, but that's what I mean. Look and see, where have you abandoned yourself if someone else has abandoned you and you're in a lot of pain? That abandonment could not have happened 99% of the time. That abandonment by someone else, that betrayal by someone else, could not have happened if you had not been untruthful to yourself at some point. Again, this is not about self-blame. This is about empowerment. Because if I notice, for example, that I already knew this person wasn't being truthful with me, but I had chosen over a period of time to ignore that and dismiss that because I was afraid that if I confronted it, I would lose the relationship. If I noticed that, then I can have a great deal of compassion for myself because I can suddenly notice, oh my goodness, I was afraid. I didn't even really know how afraid I was until now, looking back. I was so afraid. And you know, what you're afraid of could vary. You could be afraid of losing what you think you need. You could be afraid of being on your own. You could be afraid of, who knows what you're afraid of. You could be afraid of upsetting someone and dealing with their upset. What you're afraid of most of the time isn't really important. What really matters in this case is to just look at what you were afraid of so that you can go, wow, no wonder I ignored that. I understand why I ignored that, because I was afraid. And so if you just accept that, you begin to have some understanding, which is what brings up compassion. And if you have the understanding and the compassion for yourself, then it's easy to say, I'm willing to forgive myself for having been in this situation. I'm willing to forgive myself for having not paid attention to what I knew was true. I understand why I did that. I understand how afraid I was, and I have great compassion for that scared part of me. And because of that compassion, I do forgive myself for having been in a situation that has turned out to be excruciatingly painful. And as I am willing to forgive myself, and as forgiveness begins to actually happen, the healing process begins, and you can move forward. You can move forward. It's not as though the betrayal by the other person never happened. It's that because you have compassion for yourself, because you are in the process of forgiving yourself for having been in that situation, for having dismissed your own truth to the point where someone else could betray you in that fashion, that's love. And love is what heals. And so because you're loving yourself, you begin to be able to feel and think beyond the pain of that betrayal. You begin to be able to take action to move forward beyond just feeling so overwhelmed by the pain of being lied to. And I think even more importantly, you learn something very important about the truth, that whenever we are afraid to know the truth, whenever we don't find the courage to know whatever our truth is, it usually doesn't end well. It usually ends in a great deal of pain. So it's a very important lesson to learn. Yeah. So think about that for a moment. And I think we're going to take a little station break here. We are a public-supported radio station here at WAIF, and we count on your support to keep Inner Divinity on the air, and we're so very grateful to all the people who have supported us this last year or two. And you can also underwrite this show, Inner Divinity, and it's a way to get your business information to our listeners, and it's very affordable. And if you want to know more about underwriting Inner Divinity and getting your information to our incredible listeners. You can get a hold of me, Louisa Dyer, or you can get a hold of Sage Woman, or you can call one of the experts at WAIF, and they can walk you through the underwriting process. You can find Sage on Facebook, Sage Woman, or on her beautiful website, Connecting with the Goddess Within. Either one of us would be happy to walk you through the underwriting process. For those of you who might just be joining us, you are listening to 88.3 FM in Cincinnati, and also we are live streaming online at WAIF883.org. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. Our show is Inner Divinity. We are here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, and we focus here on spirituality, not on religion, and every topic you can imagine we have covered over the last 2 or 3 years, and all those shows that we've done are archived on my website, louisadyer.com. Although someone told me recently they went to louisadyer.com and got a weird thing, so the actual address is Holistic Spiritual Counseling, but usually if you just type in my name, that will come up. So topics there on everything imaginable, you're welcome to listen to them. You can do that for free. And I'm going to play another tune for you here. This is one of Melissa Etheridge's classic songs called Precious Pain. And I'm playing it because I think we hold on to our pain, especially when we feel as though we've been wronged. It's very hard to keep ourselves up and moving forward if we are stuck in feeling wronged. And so I think Melissa does a great job in this song of sort of breaking through the denial that we have, that we're holding on to our pain and not letting it go, that it's actually precious to us. So I'm playing this song so we can hear it and maybe have a little laugh at ourselves. So that gives us a way to sort of break free and move forward and not feel so abandoned or betrayed or lied to or wronged, that we can actually laugh and move forward. Enjoy.
Everybody's got a hunger, no matter where they are. Everybody clings to their own fear. Everybody hides some scar. Precious. Reminds me of you. precious babe.
Precious pain. Everybody's got a reason to abandon their plans. You know, I think of that as we all have reasons all the time to abandon our true self, to abandon our truth. And yeah, we got reasons, but you know what? It's never, ever worth it. Oh, it's so amazing. How often I hear the same story of we participate in untrue relationships. We participate in activities or conversations or relationships or jobs or interactions on any level that don't feel true, that don't feel like they have integrity or that feel off in some way. And then we wonder why it ends badly. Well, you know, it can't help but end badly, because if we're not true to ourselves, at some point, that discrepancy is going to blow up in our faces, because the truth of it is, we are divinely created beings. We have this incredible light, this divine essence inside of us. And at some point, we have to come into alignment with it if we hope ever to feel safe or whole or joyful. And so if that's the path we're on, to be all that we can be, to be the highest form of ourselves that we can be, to, some people would call it glorify God in this life. Some people would call it live your higher self's truth or live your soul's purpose. I don't really think it matters what words you wrap around it. The concept, the essence is the same. If you want to be in alignment with joy, peace, bliss, prosperity, all those higher level energies, you can only get there through being in alignment with truth. I've talked a lot about David Hawkins' map of consciousness in various shows that I've done over the years, and truth is at 200 on that map of consciousness. It goes from 1 to 1,000. All the lower level feelings are below the level of truth, and all the higher level feelings and experiences and states of being are above 200. Love is at 500. Bliss is at 600. You can't get there without the truth. And I think the reason that that stumps a lot of us is that it takes courage to tell the truth. And a lot of times we either literally don't have the courage, or we don't think we do. But what I've discovered in working with so many people is all we ever really have is willingness. If you are willing to know the truth, then courage comes, because willingness is an even higher level than truth at 200. Courage is at 200. Willingness is somewhere up around 350 on that map of consciousness. So we can always be willing, and that gives us courage. It also brings in, it's what makes the opening for healing, for love. So all we ever have to do is be willing to know the truth. And it automatically generates courage. Isn't that wonderful? That's just the way we're made. And so if we're willing to know the truth, then we have the courage to actually know the truth. And the reason that a lot of times we don't want to know the truth or think we don't want to know the truth is because we're afraid of the actions that we're going to have to take if we actually know the truth. We're afraid of the changes that we're going to have to make. And again, if you're just willing, then that gives you the courage to actually take those steps. And you know what? If you are living your truth and you're willing to trust God, the universe, your higher self, whatever it is that you put your faith and trust in, if you are willing to know the truth and you're willing to live that truth and let the chips fall where they may, I can guarantee you it's going to fall into a better alignment that's going to serve you better and feel so much better than whatever untruth you were living before. And that's just the way of it. That is just the way it works. So really, if you take nothing else away from the show today, what I would encourage you to take away is the willingness to know your own truth, the willingness to have the courage to live that truth. It takes a lot of courage. And that's one of the ways that we can actually come into a place of forgiving not only ourselves, but someone else when we feel like we have been wronged by them, is it's that same compassion I was talking about before, that if we recognize how much courage it takes to even know the truth, much less tell it and live it, then we can have compassion for someone else who wasn't able to find the courage to do that. We can find the compassion in us to forgive another for behavior. It doesn't mean we condone or accept whatever behavior that they did. It doesn't even mean that we want that person in our lives. A lot of times it becomes very clear we do not want that person in our lives. Forgiveness is something that we do so that we can move on. Forgiveness is a letting go and a surrender to the faith that God's got this. The universe has this. There is justice in the universe. We don't have to dispense it. We don't have to dole it out. God will take care of that. The universe itself is just. It may not seem fair in the moment. Fair is a human concept. But justice is always served. So on that note, I think we're going to close for the day. I have so enjoyed being here with you. I hope you tune in next Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, and we look forward to seeing you back here. Closing out today with God Is, one of my favorite songs, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Enjoy.
Where I am, God is. Where I stand, God is standing strong. Where I breathe, God is breathing life in and out and through me. Me, where I seem, God is. Where I dance, joy lifts my face. Where I am, where I stand.